My reading and homily will be for the book that I wrote called Miracle from the Heart. And it's chapter 4 on forgiveness to self and to others. And it says, our life experience is supposed to be a collection of always new experiences. Each experience is lived once, but we focus on painful past experiences and live our life in their presence and create our future in their shadow. We may relive them 100 times in our mind, thereby giving them 100 times more power than they actually do. Thus, the deception is in our perception, because everything in our life in itself is neutral. It is the perception that labels our experience as good or bad. We cannot experience any reality other than the one we perceive based on our belief. By changing our perception, we'll see the negative experiences are just as relevant as the positive ones. The soul's evolutionary purpose is to overcome a number of obstacles on life's journey to ultimately perfect in love. Many times we are drawn to the same experience over and over again until we are willing to change the negative outcome. People or the settings may change, but the fundamental reason is to learn the lesson and move on. To overcome prolonged suffering in these negative situations, love is the only emotion that has divine healing properties. Love will not be the first easy solution in these challenging situations, but these particular circumstances are groundbreaking lessons to ultimately perfect in love and learn forgiveness. Good morning. Yes, our experiences are supposed to be a collection of always new experiences. Each challenging situation is a groundbreaking lesson to overcome fear, to learn to forgive, and not only others, but ourselves. So we travel on this physical plane for a reason, and obviously a very short season, very short season. So considering that we are multi-dimensional spirit beings, just think about that. We are multi-dimensional spirit beings living temporary human experience, only a temporary human experience. So let's not forget we are a powerful spirit having a human experience, not the other way around. We are not human first, attaining a spiritual experience. Now we are spirits to enjoy a human experience. So the human condition is not a sentence. Never think of the human condition as a human sentence. On the contrary, it is chosen, it's a chosen experience in the evolution of our soul. This is so well described in the Bible book of Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes 3 says the following. For everything, there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up what is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to seek and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to keep silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. So this is from Ecclesiastes 3, describes our human experience so well. In the Chinese philosophy, there is also something very similar, the concept of the yin and the yang. And the yin and the yang are two opposite forces governing the universe. And it says that the interaction between these two forces regulates the world. Yin represents the female, the moon, the night, the winter, and the dark. In contrast, the yang stands for the male, the sun, the day, the summer, and the light. Yin and yang continuously produce each other. They produce each other, resulting in a cycle where one force dominates and then replaced by the other force, so that not one force can dominate permanently. Every state of being contains seeds of its opposite state, so that a person never completely experiences a certain state. For example, health has the seeds of sickness, and poverty as the seeds of wealth. Interesting concept, isn't it? So life experiences can so easily be overshadowed when we face a difficult situation and forget that this too shall pass in the cycle of life. For example, in my own spiritual healing with people, many come from very dysfunctional families. And I'm always amazed at those who suffer serious neglect, rape, or even abandonment. Yet their stories are so inspiring because there is a turning point where they choose not to be the perpetual victim. Yes, victimhood is a choice. We have to make this choice. Like the phoenix bird, these people rise from their ashes and move on. Remember, it's a cycle. Just move on. And it's not surprising that many of these very same people that suffered neglect, rape, or abandonment end up serving a cause to help others because they can identify. They can show the wound that solves the way to healing. And this is what the world is all about today, to help the wound that solves to healing. So, as I mentioned in my reading, if we focus on any painful past experience for too long, we may relive them 100 times in our mind, thereby giving them 100 times more power than they do. So we live our life in their presence and create our future in their shadow. This is the deception. So the deception is in our perception So if we focus on any painful past experience for too long, because the experiences in itself are neutral, our experiences on this plane are actually neutral. It is the perception that labels people or relationships good or bad. We cannot experience any reality other than the one that we perceive based on our belief system. One of the greatest poets, Rainer Maria Rilke, he was an only child born of a very dysfunctional, unhappy marriage. But here's one of his famous quotes that goes so well with what we're speaking about here. And he says in this quote, "Let everything happen to you, beauty and terror. Just keep going. No feeling is final." Just think about it. No feeling is final. Keep going. This is not to say that it's always easy to move on after a painful or tragic experience. That's not true. That's not what the message is all about. Because in so many cases, a person needs to make a conscious commitment to seek help, like therapy or counseling. Especially a spiritual counselor can most certainly give help to a person who needs to connect to the soul, to the core of you, your soul. The inner self is where the love is. There. That's where you need to connect. And to find that the divine love is there. And this is the only solution that has healing properties. Just think about it. Love is the only solution that has healing properties. Healing properties. So if we are willing to reach deep into our heart and our soul, we can find that love is the fundamental essence of our soul anyway. We are not born bad. We are love. In the essence of our soul, there is only love. And this needs to be found in our human experience. So yet forgiving a challenge, so anything that is not love, let's go back there, anything that is not love is actually fear. And any fear-based emotion, like anger, suffering, revenge, or unforgiveness, have no healing properties. Just think about it. Love has healing properties. All these other emotions, negative emotions, have no healing properties. If you're looking for healing in anger and forgiveness, there is none. Yet forgiving is at the same time a challenge, isn't it? It depends how hard we have been hurt, how deep the pain, how deep the scars. So it requires mental processing. Because it depends on how much emotional and physical pain was caused. And it's also an individual process, that can take many different forms and attitudes. Because you need to be patient during this process of healing. Because when processing unforgiveness to some tragic situation, you need to process it. It might come back over and over again. Be patient. That is part of the healing process. So to move forward, we sometimes block the issues because we want to forget about any painful issue. And we don't want to deal with it. but eventually keeps coming back, it needs to be looked at probably again and again for healing. But for the most important thing during this healing process is to learn to let go and not push too hard. Let go. Letting go can remove self-imposed blockages, because if we put too much focus on it, we create blockages. And the needless exhaustion that comes with trying too hard, let go. Don't try so hard. So forgiveness, at the same time, just remember, forgiveness does not minimize or justify the wrong. This is very important to remember. We are not minimizing or justifying, but we can forgive without excusing the act. And that's all what it's about. So during a difficult situation in my own life, no matter how fast I wish to move on, move forward, that was so intense. But I couldn't let go and couldn't let God. So there was this process, the process that we cannot avoid sometimes. This was because, why did I have such a long process during that time in my life? Because during that time, I also felt that God had abandoned me. Or maybe God was punishing me. That was very deeply embedded from my religious background. Punishment. This is the Catholic guilt. Punishment. When taking blame, we wait for punishment. But when blaming others, what do? We foster victimhood. Just think about it. Taking blame, we wait for punishment. When blaming others, we foster victimhood. My miraculous healing was only possible when I consciously also started healing with God. If you don't see God as a punishment, waiting to punish you, then you start healing. And that's when miracles started happening in my life, the transformation. And I remember having a dialogue one day. Many of you know I like to walk in nature. And I was walking, and my inner Christ asked me a very important question. And he says, "Irene, do you love me?" Oh, that was easy to answer. "Of course, Lord, I love you." So there was a pause. And then the question was, "But do you love yourself?" That was a difficult question at that time. Because honestly, to say to myself, "I love myself," at that time was narcissistic, even sacrilegious. I grew up believing I was a sinner, constantly needed to forgive, be forgiven for my sins, to confess. So did I love myself? I wasn't sure. It took me a while to process this question. Irene, do you love yourself? Today I understand my divine essence, but I'm still working to minimize the game I play with myself. I love myself. I don't like myself. I love myself. I don't like myself. So how do we overcome this? In times like this, prayer and meditation will always put me in touch with divine help. God is very concerned with our spiritual progress and happiness. So in conclusion, let's remember, for every matter under the heaven, there is a reason and a season, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to weep, and a time to love. So everyone and everything that crosses our path in this human experience is significant. Happiness and peace is very important. So the positive exchanges provide us with this peace and happiness, but also physical, spiritual, and emotional being comes from these positive experiences. But how about the negative? While the negative ones are usually extremely powerful and provide the most growth, just think about it, those experiences provide the most growth. They also open up opportunity to go within and connect to the essence of our soul. We sometimes don't find the essence of our soul when we are so happy, but we find it in the dark night of the soul. That's when you light your candle to find yourself. So also, since they open up opportunities to go within and connect to the essence of our soul, again, who are we? The essence of our soul is love. So love is the only solution in the healing and has the healing properties to help us to move on. Thank you.
Thank you.